Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Barry the Boater. And our special guest round out the crew today. We got James, Captain James from the Florida Keys. We're going to, it's good to have him. Mike the Mariner is taking a break today, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that at all. Huh. But what do you say, Barry? What?
Ha, huh. Should be here with us.
Well, he should be, but he has other things going on. I mean, he only had a month off, and that wasn't enough for him to tolerate. Yeah, I mean, the last few weeks have been were pre-produced shows because I was traveling for the entire month.
You were in Australia, right?
Australia and New Zealand. And, man, did I have a great time. Had an amazing adventure. And we got to talk about me because that's kind of what we do on this show.
I was climbing through my attic for 2 days, pulling a cable just so you wouldn't complain about my internet connection anymore.
Yeah, well, about damn time. And so now we can hear Barry much more clearly here on the World of Boating, and I will apologize in advance for that.
You're welcome.
But I took a month off. I didn't really talk anything about boating, diving, radio, anything. I literally decompressed for an entire month in Australia, New Zealand, and it was quite an adventure. But, you know, it's almost impossible to not have some, you know, boating adventures cross my path and pop into my head and like, well, hey, we got to talk about this. Because I was on a cruise ship for almost 2 weeks. I was just traveling around from, you know, city to city in Australia. It was basically a land tour in Australia and a boat tour in New Zealand. But I did some boating in Australia as well. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I am going to defer to Captain James because, you know, we did have him on. I don't know if it was last week or the week before for one of those shows that we had to pre-produce because he just got a new boat. And last time we spoke with him, He had an insurance claim on the boat that he had that sank, and he got a new one, got a great deal on it. And we talked about that, and he was waiting to get all the Coast Guard and insurance and everything squared away so he could start running his charter business again. And that has happened since the last time we spoke. Is that right, James?
Happy to say it's all set and done. I got everything all squared away. I actually just got my actual physical license in the mail like an hour ago.
Okay. Well, okay. I was going to say, have you actually taken it out on a charter yet? But I guess not. It'll be this coming week.
So they were doing this thing where they were giving us an extension because of the government shutdown.
Okay.
I had sent in all my paperwork back in like November and got no response because the government shut down. Resubmitted it again in December, no response, government shut down again.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up going with this company called MMCs, MMSEAS.
Yeah.
And they did the whole, you know, put it all through the Coast Guard and everything like that. And when the Coast Guard again started messing up, they fought for me and they did a really good job. A really, really good job. I mean, they actually told me that they highlighted my case as an example of the new system failing mariners.
I guess that's true though. I mean,
within 2 days, I'm sorry, I got my cat just like trying to climb over my lap right now.
Well, that's what they do. That's fine.
Within 2 days they had already, you know, they had approved the whole thing, it was all said and done. And, you know, meanwhile it was close to 4 months before that.
About that, you know, I don't know what to think about that, Barry. I mean, this is a whole nother discussion for a different show, probably. But yeah, you talk, well, the government's shutdown of that sector of the government is still unfunded, And, you know, when I was traveling, I came back and I have Global Entry, and Global Entry has been shut down because of this as well. And I came back into the States. I'm like, oh, crap, you know, because I saw
really
all the
here. Then you're just a ghost or something.
No, I got back into the airport there in L.A. and I saw the signs that they had pulled down Global Entry. And I'm like, great, I'm going to have to sit here and wait an extra hour because I have this.
Oh, okay. You had to sit for an extra
hour. No, I didn't. Oh. I zipped right through security. It was like, wait a minute, what's going on? They're still able to manage this quick enough. Yeah. And there was no wait at all. So I'm like,
so it worked out.
It worked out, which may not say a lot for how the government is run. If they can run that efficiently when everything's shut down, it's kind of question mark whether or not we needed it in the first place.
Well, they probably looked it up, said, let's see, Greg, the dive master.
They would have made me wait if they would have.
Certifications. They were like, you're good.
I'm on a bunch of people's lists.
Then they have to do, you know, a full body cavity search.
Yeah. Well, only when I request. But
he requests every time he comes back.
But I was surprised how efficiently I got through TSA or security and border control. It was very efficient. I'm like, okay, well, what does that say about how the government is run? You know, maybe a lot of that is a little bit of fat. And in your case, it worked to your advantage as well. So go figure. I don't know what to say about that. That's just two little small anecdotes. I don't want to paint a broad brush and say that we don't need all this stuff, but at least it's working. They're working, you know, finding workarounds for the problems that this could potentially cause for boaters and things. Yes, Barry.
But you're a going concern. You were a business already in business. You just had a boat sink and you had to get another boat. So what is it that you had to go through to make this boat? I mean, it was already seaworthy. Was it just to do an inspection of it or what?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, so when I did the inspection on the boat, this boat is far outside of any league of anything that I've owned previously. Right. It's been really well maintained, really well taken care of. It's all up to ABYC yacht standards. You know, it's very, very well done. Sorry, the cat. But anyway, it's when I had the insurance survey done, they were like basically looking for anything they could possibly find. So there was a couple items on the list that were like, for instance, my overhead lights were still they weren't LED, so they got a little bit warm. Mm-hmm. And they didn't like that on the insurance survey. They were just trying to find anything they could find to push something of notation on the survey. And so of course I had to go through and do all that stuff. My fire extinguishers were out of date. I had to replace the whole Fireboy system and put all new, you know, stuff in there. So after the insurance came through and I spent all that money on that, then I had to spend another probably about $6,000. So
$6,000 getting the Coast Guard cert?
Not necessarily the Coast Guard cert, because I'm an undocumented vessel.
Oh, okay.
But it's more so just that for my insurance, they needed me to have all the things that were listed on my survey taken care of, or at least in the process of being taken care of. And it turned into a whole rigmarole, and I'm finally done with it. I'm finally going fishing. We're catching a lot of fish. It's been great.
Well, there you go. That's the bottom line.
So it isn't like you had to reapply for a license or anything through the Coast Guard. It was more the insurance dealing with them.
Well, no, so my Coast Guard license, my renewal was up at nearly the same time. But so the boat sank, and then a month later, my license was up.
Coming from all
this
ends.
This whole thing just kept on, you know, raining down on me, but it's finally all sorted.
Yeah.
Well, that's you just go over to the local bar, and there are plenty of them down there, and you just spend those days sitting there drinking until your license comes in.
Pretty much.
You could do that as a typical sailor.
Lazy days. There you go.
Uh-huh. Down there, man. In the case. All right. But the fish are biting, huh? What's biting right now?
Place. I can't go there.
What's biting down there in the Keys right now, James? What kind of critters are you catching?
A lot of sailfish.
Yeah.
Yellowtail have been pretty decent.
All right.
If you're good, they're decent.
All right. And if you want to book James's charter, what's the website again?
It's bugsportfishing.com. BUG Sportfishing.
There you go. He's back in business and he knows where to find the fish. And that's all that matters. Mm. All right. We got more coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.